Welcome to Disasters, Are You Ready? A weekly podcast by Eric Holdeman, sharing thoughts and insight on emergency management issues facing our world today.
Hello, this is Eric Holdeman with this week's podcast, and this is another edition of Operational Tips. November 2006 was the wettest month ever in Washington State. We had over 15 inches of rainfall during the month. With that amount of rain, flooding was probably a given. It had been almost 10 years since we had a significant flood in King County, and the largest scale activation we had experienced since the Nisqually earthquake in 2001. Which leads me to share with you some of the operational things I've learned, and in some cases, relearned from operating in response to disasters. First says that we believe in an all-hazards approach to disaster preparedness. Having said that, there are some peculiar aspects to each type of hazard. For us, a volcanic eruption could cause a need for evacuating selected valley areas that could be impacted by a lahar or mudflow. A hazardous materials release might cause people to shelter in place. So each event can be slightly or significantly different from one another. For our flood event, we found that over the 10 years we had experienced significant staff changes both in our office and at the King County Flood Warning Center. And while our respective staffs had pre-coordinated for the current flood season, going through an actual event led us to recognize that we still needed to sort some things out, like roles and responsibilities, all of which is pretty normal. The key is to follow up with folks post-event and implement procedures and training to hopefully avoid a recurrence. This flood event was a larger regional event with much of Western Washington being affected. One of the things I tell my staff to do when given an operational briefing or writing a situation report is first paint a picture of what is happening nationally, if appropriate, at the state level and other surrounding counties. This puts things in perspective as to what is happening here locally in our part of the world, and where we might fit in the area of resource allocation of federal and state resources. When doing a briefing, use a map to brief off of. It allows you to organize your thoughts and move north to south or east to west, etc. For people who might not be familiar with the geography of your region, it allows them to better understand where events are taking place in relationship to places and issues. One last item I relearned was to always triple check any phone number that is going into a news release for the public or anyone else to call. I learned this lesson years ago when I worked as the operations unit manager for the state of Washington. And sure enough, the lesson had to be relearned again. The pain of not doing the triple check will hopefully stick this time in my memory bank. And lastly, nothing improves readiness like having disaster exercises. 2 years ago, we did a simulated bus and train bombing exercise called Double Trouble. And when the London subway and bus bombing a few months later sent us scrambling to be sure we had a handle on our local situation, the preparedness and lessons learned from our practice event paid off handsomely. So here is to continuous learning. And may all your disasters in 2007 be small ones, like spilled milk at the dinner table. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Disasters, Are You Ready? A weekly podcast produced by the King County Office of Emergency Management.